And Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Emergency crews have made a series of dramatic rescues in Turkey, pulling several people from the rubble 4 days after a catastrophic earthquake killed more than 20,000. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
In Diyarbakır, a large crew of rescuers applaud after a woman, Sahabat Vali, and her son Serhat are rescued 4 days after the earthquake and move carefully to a waiting ambulance. However, with morgues and cemeteries overwhelmed in many areas of the Turkey quake zone, bodies lie wrapped in blankets, rugs and tarps in the streets of some cities. Temperatures remain below freezing across the large region. The government's still struggling to reach many of the people in need. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said on Friday the response to the massive earthquakes in the country south had, quote, not been as fast as we had hoped.
Maalesef, son tespitlere göre.
He said, quote, despite the fact that we have gathered perhaps one of the largest search and rescue teams to the region with more than 141,000 members, unfortunately, it is the fact that we've not been able to respond as fast as we had hoped. He said, as he met quake victims, Erdogan said some people were robbing markets and attacking businesses, adding that a state of emergency declared in the area will allow the state to impose necessary penalties. Moldovan Prime Minister Natalia Gavrilita announced on Friday her government was resigning after a turbulent 18 months in power marked by economic turmoil after the aftershocks of Russia's war on neighboring Ukraine. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia had launched a massive barrage of 70 missiles against Ukraine on Friday.
Українці, українки, короткий звіт. Ворог сьогодні запустив щонайменше 70 ракет.
In a video address, Zelensky said at least 60 missiles were shot down by Ukraine's air defenses, but that those that had struck had caused an unspecified number of casualties. The Kremlin's forces focused their bombardments on Ukraine's industrial east, but the barrage went further, also taking aim at the capital Kyiv and Lviv near Ukraine's western border with Poland. It also struck critical infrastructure in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city in the northeast. Britain's economy did not enter a recession in the final 3 months of last year, but it came very close, Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
The UK showed zero growth in the quarter. The country previously saw output fall in the 3 months to the end of September. A second consecutive quarter of falling output would have met the usual European definition of a recession. Analysts believe Britain still faces the risk of a recession soon. The Bank of England forecast last week the country would enter a shallow but long recession. Standards have been hit hard by inflation, which reached a 41-year high of 11.1% in October. The country has also felt more pressure from the Bank of England's quick rise in interest rates.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. A nationwide survey finds U.S. President Joe Biden faces doubt from some voters who backed his Democratic Party in 2022, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Findings from AP VoteCast are a warning sign for both parties headed into the 2024 campaign cycle. Roughly one in six Americans who voted for Democratic House candidates in the midterm elections said they disapproved of President Biden's job performance, but most said Biden was not a factor in their midterm decision. It means strong Democratic performance may not translate into energy around Biden's re-election. And for Republicans, a stream of attacks on the president may have little effect on voters who during the midterms worried more about GOP contenders who were too extreme. Jennifer King, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden is welcoming Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to the White House for wide-ranging talks on Friday. The leaders are expected to discuss efforts to safeguard democracy, Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and climate change, including efforts to stem deforestation of the Amazon. The Oval Office talks come just over a month after Lula's swearing in and the failed attempt to topple his presidency. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.